7J Mobile, KN4, BWA. You can come and join me. I put in a fire pit and scraped out a nice little place with my John Deere, done by the swing, and I broke one block, so I gotta go get another block. Doesn't that sound like so much fun?
Israel a minute, so any news on the mobile HF?
Well, I'm pretty much narrowing it down to what function in the vehicle is creating the issue. Every time I've checked it with the truck sitting still, idling. Well, I tried it out with the vehicle moving. And what would you think would be the only system in the truck that would create that type of interference and would go away completely when you let your foot off of the gas?
Injectors.
Yep, because the injectors on a diesel drop down to zero when you do not have fuel engaged. It's got a different idling circuit. So I'm wondering, what do you think? Do you think I could take some stainless steel jacket and just put it around the injector power leads?
I could put some ferrite beads, the snap-on kind, on those.
That's a thought. Yeah. All right. Well, I just got to get in there and look and see what kind of space I'm dealing with. And, you know, whether those ferrite beads with their plastic jacket would withstand the environment they would be in, you know, with the heat, that type of thing.
That probably would. If you wanted to, you could maybe put some aluminum foil around them as a little heat shield. But I think you'd probably be all right. I mean, they're not going to be sitting on, it's going to be warm under there, but they're not going to be sitting. I mean, if the wires don't melt, your ferrite should melt.
That's a good point. Yep, you're right. All right, I just don't know what kind of little plastic snap-around jacket that ferrite has, you know, what that is. I'm confident in the ferrite that you'd put around it. I'm just not confident in the plastic jacket that's surrounding it. So, anyhow, experimentation continues.
Take a look at what you got, and then Google search snap-on ferrite. You will find 10 million different kinds, and you will find one that will visually fit your needs, and snap them on, and be done with it, and don't overthink it.
KN4VWA. Yeah, that's a problem I've had in the past, is trying to overthink things, just like with that tower base.
That's why I said that.
A couple of people come over to the house and take a look at that base and go, okay.
Up and down. Tom came over this morning. We lowered it down. Just adjusted on the beam, added the rotator, put it all back up, and it is working well.
Good. Well, so did you have the issue that you had described before?
What I described before was insufficient brain power on the part of the person of reassembling.
Okay, but what, that was part of the issue?
Part of the antenna, that was the issue. And then I added a rotor to it.
All right. Well, now that sure didn't take a big rotor. Hey, you saw my dipole, and I've got that Yaesu 450 rotator up there. I shouldn't have any trouble just adding that 6 meter on that, should I?
Is very, very light. I don't think it weighs a couple of pounds or something. There's very little wind load to it. You won't have any problem with that.
Well, everything, but like you said, there I am overthinking it again. So you've tried it out in the new setup, and you're happy with performance now?
You know, the performance of the antenna is all relative to propagation. But I did make my first sideband contact on 6 meters today, so there you have it.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, as long as it's working good for you. Well, listen, last night I hit Italy and Brazil with that, I don't know if I told you or not, but I hit Italy and Brazil with that 120A antenna that I had just gotten in on top of the truck on the mobile. And I talked to a guy in Texas today on it. So, man, I'm just thrilled to death with that thing.
Obviously working the way it's supposed to, but the other one obviously wasn't.
Yeah, I think that is the case. So anyhow, I got that new one on there, and it's, oh, boy, it's just, I like it.
You can work some DX while you're driving down the road.
Well, one of my little activities is I'm going to take my wife up to the top of the parkway and take a picnic lunch, and we'll just sit down and enjoy the view, and I'll play with a little DX up there and see if that helps it out.
I'm more happy with it if you can get rid of all that noise.
Yep, that's true. All right, well, what are you up to today?
I got up to Walmart. I got a couple things I have to get at Walmart, unfortunately. And just going to make it a quick trip because I want to be back by 3. They're going to try to launch SpaceX again today at 3. So I would like to maybe see that if I could.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. I'm headed down to Lowe's to get that other brick, that other block for my fire pit. Man, so does it go at 3 or 3:30? I heard 3:30.
I thought 3, but maybe it is 3:30. I don't know. I'm hoping to be back by 3, if possible. Then I need to cut 2 more 65-foot radials for the verticals I'm working on, and probably try to do that in between.
Like fun. All right. Well, I hope they get it off the ground in the way they plan today. Elon Musk is pretty good about that stuff. But didn't they have one blow up the other day?
Listen, I'm behind Walmart. Probably going to lose you.
Okay, listen, I'll say 73. Take it easy, be careful out there, and hopefully we'll get a successful launch today. All right, ND7J, KN4, VWA, clear.
73, Steve, ND7J, clear.